Flights are slowly getting back on track at Los Angeles International Airport after a series of events there last night brought operations to a halt. It started, oddly enough, with a man in a Zorro costume, complete with mask and plastic sword, and then it got worse with reports of an active shooter inside one of the terminals. All the while, airport officials evacuated passengers to the roadway in front or to the tarmac in back. Kevin Roderick is with us now for this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Thankfully, there was no active shooter found, so we should say that.
Yes, there was no active shooter. I will say, you make that sound a little bit less chaotic than it actually was.
Well, I mean, if you put it, if it's linear, right, this is what happened. I mean, and I was looking at Twitter and checking the news and breaking news sites and things like that, and it seemed like it all pointed to, like, all of this began somehow with the arrest of Zorro.
As you would expect.
Yeah. Where else but L.A. would that happen, right? This was a case, though, I think that it started with that incident outside one of the terminals, and it erupted into this, I guess, over and over again, people relaying erroneous information.
Well, what the LAPD says is that they started to get numerous reports of gunshots fired in more than one terminal at LAX. This is on the far side of the horseshoe past the Tom Bradley International Terminal 6, 7, 8, that area. But the LAPD says, in truth, there were no shots fired. People were just reacting to loud noises that had been heard in the terminals. And some may have also seen the police detaining this man in a Zorro costume outside the terminal as well. And then what happened is people just started spreading the news.
Yeah.
And it was one of these contagious events. And people started, passing along what they saw or thought they saw or thought they heard. And pretty soon you had people fleeing the terminals through emergency exits, down the stairways, onto the tarmac at LAX, thinking that there was a shooter right behind them.
How much of a role, because you said it spread, right, like wildfire, how much of a role did social media play in all this?
Well, I have to expect that it had some, that people were tweeting about this once it got started. But I get the sense from what I've read that this was almost sort of a pre-social media event. And people were just yelling to each other, get out of here, there's a shooter, and they started running.
Yeah.
And if you're in an airport these days and you see people running away from something, maybe you've heard some loud noises, you don't even wait to check your Twitter feed. You just kind of run and seek shelter. And it sounds like that's what was happening, and it was cascading across multiple terminals.
And in the aftermath of other airport attacks in Brussels and Istanbul, which left many people dead, I suspect this speaks to the nervousness that people have at airports in general.
Sure, and you understand why people are nervous about when they hear these things happening in airports. And you can tell also the authorities are nervous as well. I mean, I think they feel that airports are the kind of places where bad events do happen. LAX had a major shooting just a couple of years ago that the airport police were criticized for their handling of. And so I think there was a heavy response to these reports coming out of the terminals of an active shooter, as you would expect. And that also feeds into the fear that people are seeing and the panic. Let's face it, it was panic. So they hear noises. They hear people talking about shooters. They see people running, and then the police come in with guns drawn. It all adds up to, I'm gonna go look for a safe place.
And I wonder, with the incident with Ciancia, this was in Terminal 2 a couple of years ago, as you mentioned, and the other airport incidents that happened, the shooting, the active shooters at Brussels and Istanbul just recently, why LAX airport police didn't have a better handle on this situation, or even airport officials in getting people controlled and calm, keeping them calm.
I can't fault them for that because, one, I think this was a very fast-moving situation. They didn't know what was going on. No one had actually seen anyone with a gun. No one, it turns out, actually heard gunshots. So they're arriving and trying to get a handle on it. And by then, the people who are panicking have already started running out of the terminal and running out onto the tarmac. There was one man who fell going down to the tarmac. He had to be treated for injuries as he fell. And so I think it was just a fast-moving, chaotic situation.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.